Blog Talk Radio.
Himself strong in the sight of his people
to bring glory so that he can get glory out of us. Because if we had a weak enemy, we would think we defeated it. We would think we overtaken it, that we did something that made this thing fall. But when we have a strong adversary that is against us, a strong enemy, a strong situation, a strong circumstance, a strong fight that is against us, we have to look and depend on God. And this is where Joshua was. He had to depend on God, but God gives him the reassurance. He says to him, the same promise that I've given to Moses, I'm giving it to you. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you walk through this thing by yourself. Any place where your foot trods, that's the ground I've given to you. And he lets him know the different places, the different territories that he's given to him, that he's surrounded him with, and that it belongs to him and the children of Israel. He lets them understand this. He lets them know how far it goes. And he says, no one's going to be able to stand against you as long as you live. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to do my part. All I need you to do is trust me. I'm going to show up for the battle. I'm going to show up and be in the battle, because the battle's not yours, it's mine. And God is reassuring him of that. And that's what you have to know. God is reassuring you that this battle is not yours, it is his. And even though this enemy looks strong and he looks big, he's not too big for God, because the very first battle that Joshua faces is the wall of Jericho. We have walls that are erected 10 feet tall, and then they're 10 feet in the ground. So you have 20 feet of wall, and it took them years to do this, years to construct one wall at that time, in that season. 10 feet in the ground, 10 feet above ground, 20 feet walls all the way around a whole city. And so we see that there were this whatever space and time that it took for them to do this in, they were prideful, they were arrogant, they were boastful. They didn't believe they're going to fall. They felt like they were invincible. And sometimes in this point where God is moving you forward and you're doing this, and it's you that he's prompting, and you that he's telling you got to do this, and no one else really truly understands the place that you're in, God will put that first battle in your life to be the one that you have to trust him and you have to depend on him. For me, that's where I am now, because I'm facing things now that I've never faced before as a leader and in my church and in my personal life. So this means that I've got to trust God. Why? Because I've never been in a pandemic before. I've never seen the situations that have happened and occurred during this year that have occurred and happened in my lifetime. So everything that he's doing now is a new thing, but I'm at a place I will see the greatness of God's power, life, truth, release in my life so that he can be glorified. And this is just part of the overcoming testimony. This is part of him expanding himself. This is part of him growing and stretching. This is part of him reteaching. So just like Joshua, he's giving me this platform where he can show himself strong and prove that even though I'm facing Jericho's, and you might be facing Jericho's, it doesn't matter. In the natural, it might look impossible, but with God, there's nothing impossible. And these walls will fall just like they did with Jericho. And those walls are evident in history because they found these walls and scientists were able to go back to the ruins where they located and see how far these walls went down into the earth. And they saw that this was just not a story or a fable, but this really happened. God let the evidence show up and stand and remain even decades, even years, centuries after this happened, which lets you know that when he gives you this victory, it will be a victory that not only will stand through your lifetime and your children's children's lifetime, but it will be a victory that the evidence will show up time and time again to let them know that God has done it. The same way Jesus died on the cross, and even though we were not there physically when he died, we were there with him in the spirit, and the evidence of what he has won and what he has given shows up time and time again in our life and other people's lives as we pray the prayers of faith, as we stand on the word of God, as we believe his report and his testimony. God proves himself time and time again. Even when Jesus prayed the Lord's Prayer and he talked about holy, hallowed is your name, he's saying your name is so holy that you will vindicate those who will misuse and misrepresent your name. Those who will try to curse your name, you're going to vindicate yourself. The book of Ezekiel talks about that when it deals with the children of Israel. God says, I'm going to vindicate my name. I don't care how long it's been and who has used it and the time that's span that's gone. I'm going to vindicate my name because I'm going to show you how strong and how great I am. Holy, hallowed is my name. And to hallow God's name meant that you were saying the kingdom of God has arrived. The kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God is at hand. And that while God was showing up strong and mighty, even in the Lord's Prayer, that first six things that Jesus is telling us is that he's talking about the kingdom and the things that the kingdom represents, the thing the kingdom is going to do. And the last six things he's telling, he lets us know that God in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, God, Jesus is letting us know that these are the things that God is going to do for us as we are waiting for the kingdom to finalize and materialize to take care of our needs. So even as we begin to walk in kingdom, hallow God's name and do what we're supposed to, God makes sure that his kingdom, his power, his life, his victory, his triumph, and his divine protection is seen in his people, on his people, as he is the Jireh of our life to supply our needs. He's making sure that there's no enemy that would ever triumph over us because he's already conquered and he cannot be defeated. He lets us understand this, and he lets Joshua understand this. He said, listen, I want you to be strong and courageous. I want you to know that I'm going to lead you and you're going to lead these people. I want to let you know that I've sworn to your ancestors to give you this land, and I'm going to do that. I want you to be strong and be courageous. Be careful to obey my instructions and do all that I told you, just like I gave to Moses. Don't deviate from it. Don't navigate from it. Don't try to make your own way, but do as I say. Don't go to the left or to the right, and know that I'm going to be with you because good success is going to happen. Meditate on my word day and night. Make sure that you obey and you hear what I'm telling you so that you can get the victory. And everything that you're going to do, you're going to see that prosperity is going to be there. Good success is going to be there because I'm going to do this because I command it. And that's what you have to understand. Even though your back is against the wall, God is commanding these same words over you. He's commanding these things to manifest in your life regardless of the enemy that's coming against you. Psalms 2 lets us see that God laughs at the adversary, at the people, the strong nations. He lets us understand that he laughs at them because they're wasting their time with their plots and their plans against you. The enemy's wasting his time against you. God is going to laugh at your adversary because they're plotting not only against you but him, the God that's in you, the God that's for you, the God that's stronger than anyone else and greater than anyone else. And the fourth chapter of Psalms 2 and 4 says, but the one who rules in heaven's land, and the Lord scoffs at them. And he does this because he's already set up your answer. He's already set up your way. He's already set up your deliverance. He's already set up what he's going to do in your life. And all you're doing is waiting on God to show up and be God over every situation, over every circumstance, over everything, because he already knows what he's going to do. We don't have to worry about the wicked. We don't have to worry about the evil that they're doing. We don't have to worry about the things that they're doing against us. We don't even have to worry about the adversary who's trying to buffet us, because anything that he has done or is doing and God's allowing, it had to pass through him and had to get his approval. So it was weakened so you can stand in him and win the victory, win the battle. And he's fighting for you. God delights in his people. He delights in us. He delights in giving us the desires of our heart and even giving us the victory. So as we are committing our ways and everything to the Lord, we can trust him. We can trust that he will not fail us and he will not forsake us, that he's going to be like there. God laughs at our enemies. He sees them, and that he also sees their day of judgment. So when he's laughing, he's seeing their expected end. He's seeing what's going to happen. So you don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. It's going to work for your good. It's going to work in your favor. God's going to turn it around, and he's going to make it be exactly what he says. You know, and I'm still being led to come back one more time, even though it's out of the schedule. I don't know if it's going to be today or tomorrow, to come back and encourage you again, to let you understand this battle is not yours. It is the Lord, and God is going to win it. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you the next time. Be blessed and know that you are victorious in Christ Jesus.